Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I guess we're on. Here we go.
We're on.
All right, folks. This is Gary Phillips, and in a second, I'm going to introduce my fellow writer and friend and compatriot, and quite a few things, actually, quite a few endeavors. I guess we'll go over in our allotted time. Jervy Turvillon. I guess in particular, Jervy, we should start off by talking about. Well, let's talk about the Heroin Chronicles, and then we're going to get to LitFest. I guess that's what we'll do. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your story in the Heroin Chronicles, edited by the wonderful, urbane Jerry Stahl.
Well, my story is, I would say, sort of autobiographical because it's based on a hero of mine, this friend of mine, Googie, who...
Yeah.
Lived his life in such a way that he did exactly what he wanted to do, and usually that ended up with him, like, slipping, trying to feed the chickens and landing face first in chicken poop, you know. And so his life was in gigantic pratfall. And and often, you know, I was a very bookish type, and he was more... get in trouble. So anyway,
right.
He would always get slugged because of me, and and that transvestite did exist, and she did have her heroin habit. And,
wow.
Yeah, so it's fairly autobiographical.
Well, it's good. It's a good tease for people to hopefully pick up the anthology. I mean, I actually think all the stories in the anthology are pretty good, pretty daunting, and varied, you know. And I guess I'll just say a little bit about mine in the book, which is called Black Caesar's Gold. I thought I wanted to do something different or a different take on this question of heroin, since that was our topic for the book.
Right.
But I've always been fascinated. There was actually three kingpins of dope in Harlem in the 70s. And, of course, there's the movie with Denzel about Frank Lucas.
Gang.
And Nicky Barnes is mentioned. In fact, Nicky Barnes, I guess Cuba Gooding Jr. plays, there's a brief sort of cameo where he's Nicky Barnes. But there was another cat. There was another Frank. It was a Frank Matthews. And he was always fascinating to me because this Frank, unlike the other two cats who eventually get caught and rat out their fellows, this Frank was never caught. In fact, he disappears. He manages to get arrested, but then his lawyers manage to talk. This is actually as the DEA has just been formed, and he manages to. His lawyers still manage to get him out on bail, and once he's out on bail, he disappears. So I've always been fascinated with this notion of the sort of the legend of Frank Matthews, and in my short story in the book Black Caesar's Gold, I don't quite answer that question, but I tease the reader with it. But there is something that Frank has left behind that people are after, and so that's kind of where the story takes us. But anyway, you know, like I said, I think all the stories in the book are pretty interesting and great to read. And I suppose talking about books, here's our segue. Why don't you say a little bit about the upcoming LitFest in Pasadena?
Yeah, that's going to be on May 11th. It's Mother's Day weekend, that Saturday, so you don't have to have the mother go nuts on you. And yeah, it should be great. We're expanding to three stages, and
cool.
We're going to have events from 10 to 5, and it'll end with Jonathan Goad being regaled and harangued, I think, by the 626 girls, and that should be exciting.
Wait, who are the 626 girls?
Dare I ask? They're a group of Asian American women who blog about food. And,
I'll be damned.
You know,
oh, wow.
And that's
great.
Hence the 626.
I got you.
So
oh, very cool.
It should be cool.
And I think I assume everybody listening will know this, but you know, you should say a little bit about who Jonathan Goad is. The Pulitzer Prize winning Jonathan Goad, I might add, right?
Right, and he eats for your sins.
whatever
perfect. Transgression you made, he's eating for it.
Right.
Yeah, he just, you know, he's a great guy, a tremendous writer, and, you know, he does this tremendous service. He's sort of like the Vin Scully of food. I mean, he's the institution. He's just...
That's
great.
You can't hang with them. You try
to
hang with them, you end up like lying down, going, "Oh my God, what did I do? Why did
because
I do that?"
I know you and Jonathan have hit various out of the way places. Correct? Is that right?
Oh yeah, we just went to a place out in the middle of somewhere in Newport Beach, and it took forever to get there. And we get there, and it's like, dare I say this, the whitest restaurant I've ever been in. I thought I was going to have to like, park, handing out claim checks, and driving out to Newport Beach for ethnic food, man.
Exactly.
Like on the face of it, absurd.
That's right. It's perfect.
Yeah. But, And sometimes I think, other than you, Gary, he's the only writer that people really like in all of L.A. I mean, like,
well, they still talk about me, but they just, you know, they just sort of tolerate me because usually they think I'm there to park the cars, which half the time I am, because you know that's how I really make my money.
Exactly.
Now, this is like, I wish I could figure out a segue from the whitest restaurant in Newport Beach, but I can't. But I should.
Kobe's right around there. That's where Kobe's compound is. So,
oh, there we
yeah,
go. Perfect. Perfect.
Black man in charge.
Black man in charge. There you go. Perfect, man. That's perfect. All right. Excellent. Now you've given me my segue. Thank you, sir. So speaking of black men in charge, I'd be remiss if I don't mention because it's all about me. But I like people to also check out. Not only do we want them to check out the Heroin Chronicles, I want people to check out the Essex Man, which is my. I'm really very proud of this. It's actually my first in a series, kind of ebook novella and a kind of homage to 70s paperback vigilantes, but really set firmly in today's world. And the Essex Man is Luke Warfield, who's a venture capitalist, but he's also sort of part Shaft and part Batman. Although he doesn't run around, in a cape and a cowl, but he's an adventurer. And in this first novel called 10 Seconds to Death, I think people will dig it. It's a kind of, as I said, a kind of throwback to 70s paperback vigilantes, but I think a pretty cool action-adventure novella that's out now from Over the Edge Books. So I hope people can check out the novella. And then I suppose, oh my goodness, look at that, time is slipping away. I suppose, Jeffrey, too, we should also mention, circling back now to Pasadena, both you and I, and I think Naomi Hirahara and quite a few people we know.
Yeah, Erica Wrightson.
Yes. Are in this new collection that's coming out pretty soon. I think it's called Literary Pasadena, isn't that right?
That's right.
Yeah, from Prospect Park Books, which is a homegrown local.
That's right.
Local publisher.
Yeah.
And actually, so what's the story you have in that, or is it an essay?
The piece that I have, the excerpt from this crime novel, I am perpetually writing. So anytime something doesn't happen in my life and I get stuck in some place, I go back to working on it. And it's based on one of my brother's friends, a guy named Rogue, and
perfect name.
I don't know if that was his real name or his nickname, but I just used it. And he's basically been hired by this rich girl's dad to her name's Barbarella because she looks kind of like Barbarella, to protect her from her previous boyfriend. But, you know, I can't concentrate, so, you know, it's like, oh, wow, my God, everything's written in the second tense. And second person, I mean.
That's right.
in some sort of super real tense.
That's good, man. Well, you're blazing a whole new writing style. That's perfect.
That's right. Then I fall asleep right in the middle of it. So.
Well, the point being that people won't fall asleep reading a story. See, that's the thing, man.
Oh, no.
That's what you got to grip them with.
I'm exhausted from writing it. Oh, my God, so good. And I just pass out.
That's great. Actually, but I think I think that collection is it? Well, and I guess premiering before Lit Fest, but I gather Prospect Park was going to have a booth at Lit Fest.
Yeah, they're going to have a booth there and at the LA Times Book Festival. I'll be at the LA. I guess you're going to be there too. You're on Saturday. I'm on Sunday.
Yes. Yeah.
Where I'm signing.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. You're right. You're right. You're right. We're signing the Literary Pasadena anthology at the LA Times Book Festival and at Lit Fest.
I should mention to Kim Barrios, because, you know, I'm going to be signing the USC Community Schools or booth, and she just buys a whole set of books, so I should hook you up.
Wow, absolutely. You know, there you go.
She's buying a whole bunch of Understand This Is. So, really? I'll send her an email today, because I forgot. She asked Jonathan to read, but she should, I mean, come and sign. All you do is sign and glad hand. So,
oh, yeah. Perfect. Yeah. See, that's the writer's life, man. That's all I want to do is sign and glad hand.
Get a free lunch.
Get a free lunch, and if it's late enough, get a scotch.
Hey, are you going to the did you ever get invited to the Santa Barbara Writers Conference?
No. They invited me long ago. Anyway, some things happened, which I can't talk about because apparently, you know, this is being recorded, so, you know, I can
You don't get sued. Right?
Exactly, I don't want to get sued. but I guess there's, like, new ownership, right? Is that right?
Yeah, Monty Schultz.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, he had Gar up there a few years ago, and, he actually pays.
All right, well,
yeah.
See, this is all about us working our deal, so, yeah, give me his email, and I'll hit him up.
Yeah, and I'll drop the word. You know, he teaches where I teach, so I'll drop a word with him. And I'm doing it this year, so I'm like, God, thank you.
Excellent.
I told him, I think the reason I'm doing it is because I said, you know, your dad taught me to read, because he's Charles Schultz's son.
I'll be damned, man. Isn't that great? That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. See? It's a wonderful thing.
Being a writer, man. It's like the life.
That's right. The writer's life. Man, you're living it. You're living a dream, Jeremy. That's great.
Living a dream. Running from creditors.
That's right. From creditor to creditor. Perfect. It's perfect. All right, so, man, I guess I should recap. So, people should check out, obviously, when again is Lit Fest in Pasadena?
It's May 11th, and, you know, I say that with confidence, but, you know, when I say something with confidence, doubt it. So.
That's right. You can put that in gold, baby. Put that in gold.
Good. That's right.
May 11th.
God, we trust.
That's right. That's right. And check out some of the things that we're that Jeremy and I are in, or separately, which is Heroin Chronicles. We've got the Essex Man. Do check out the Essex Man. And
the Cocaine Chronicles that are still selling. We're still getting royalties.
There you go, baby. That's right. That's true. There you're right. That's right. And the Cocaine Chronicles is still selling. That's right. There we go. All right, man. Listen, it's been a blast.
Yeah, it has been.
All right, Jeremy. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Gary.
All right.
Later.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
left you on the debris. Now we both know you got the money, and I wonder what you would have done without me.